Hello, and thank you for calling Comwave Networks. If you know the extension of the person you wish to reach, you may dial it at any time. Otherwise, please choose from one of the following options. For a dial by name directory, dial 1. For sales, press 2. For operations, press 3. For accounting, press 4. For technical support, press 5. Otherwise, press 0 or stay on the line and a member of our staff will assist you shortly. Thank you for calling Comwave Networks. Hello, and thank you for calling Comwave Networks. If you know the extension of the person you wish to reach, you may dial it at any time. Otherwise, please choose from one of the following options. For a dial by name directory, dial 1.
Welcome to the Comwave directory. Please press the first three letters of the person's last name you are trying to reach.
Morning, this is Stan.
Hey, Stan, it's Sam over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hey, Sam, good. How about yourself?
Hey, not too bad, not too bad. Hey, I got your email the other day about moving forward with the financing. I just wanted to touch base with you, see what we were looking at.
Well, I was working at a remote office yesterday with a laptop, so I'm at a real office today where I can do scanning and all that.
Oh, okay.
Okay. You know what I've never actually been able to get, Sam? And I guess I would only get this information once the paperwork came through. But, like, what are the terms? And what's, a percentage rate?
Yeah, so let me take a look here. I know, okay so the situation that we're in is when you guys originally applied, we were a little while out from the actual need, right? So we were holding off until we were closer. Now, the way that the programs work is they're directly tied to the bank accounts. So when we get you an approval, we take a look at those bank statements, and it goes up current to the time that you apply. From there, we're able to get you approved and give you terms. Now, since we are removed from the original approval, I would need the April and I believe the May bank statements. Let me just double check,
right?
Make sure that's right. Yeah, April and May to give you an updated approval. Now,
okay.
And that's very simple. We have everything, you know, already in place from the first application. So when we have those bank statements, we can probably get you an answer in a couple of hours.
Okay.
And from there, you'll have a few different options as far as the terms and the rates go. So we'll get you.
Okay, so I'll send you that here within the hour, and then maybe around lunch or after lunch, we can talk or so.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I know you said, I believe in the email, you said you were going to be leaving on vacation by the end of the week. Is that what we're looking at?
Next week.
Next week, okay.
I'll be here this week.
I was simply just going to suggest if, you know, we would like to streamline the process, in addition to the bank statements, if you would like to send a copy of your driver's license and a voided check. Once we get the approval, I can actually generate the documents for you to review.
Okay, I'll go ahead and do that right now. Yeah, I just need to be in front of a scanner.
Sure, sure. Yeah, and that way it'll be a little easier. We'll streamline it and, you know, give you actual hard numbers to look over.
Okay, that way if I need to do something next week, I can be more of an email type thing versus generating paperwork.
Okay, yeah. You know, I'd say let's get the bulk of it out of the way now and make it as easy as possible.
Okay. Perfect. I'll send that to you within the hour.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks a lot, Stan.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.